Hi, I'm Kim Bradish with COVID-19 Facts First. The $130 billion JobKeeper package has passed the House of Representatives. Deputy PM Michael McCormack says it's now in the hands of the Senate.
It's up now to the Senate to pass it in full tonight to make sure that those 6 million Australians who will benefit from those JobKeeper arrangements will be able to see assistance through their businesses in a very, very short time.
On the ABC there. Former lead detective in the William Tyrrell case, Gary Jubelin, has avoided jail time after being found guilty of illegally recording conversations. He's instead been fined $10,000. 13 passengers on the Ruby Princess cruise ship have died. The most recent today, a 62-year-old South Australian woman. 30 detectives have been put together as part of the criminal investigation into the ship, which held its first official meeting today. There's almost 6,000 cases of coronavirus across Australia, nearly 100 of those in ICU and just under 40 on ventilators. And in other news, Cardinal George Pell has been spotted at a servo in northeast Victoria buying a phone charger. It's as he reportedly makes his way to Sydney to retire. A Channel 7 reporter asking him a quick question.
What would you like to say to your accusers, your living accuser and the family of your deceased accuser?
I'd like to say that the court has made a very good decision. I'm sorry I'm not dressed a bit better, but I didn't expect visitors.
Reports say Terry Evans was overly aggressive during pay negotiation discussions between the NRL and the Players Association. Both parties agreed players will surrender the final 5 months of their salary for the 2020 season to keep the game alive. The Manly captain told Fox Sports he didn't go into the meeting with any agenda. He just wanted the best for the playing group.
I just felt as though I had to ask the questions that everyone was thinking. So there was no bad blood there. And if all this stuff is coming out is true, then that's fine. It's not going to stop me sort of in my ways and what I'm trying to achieve.